This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. At the Supreme Court today, there were arguments in a case that arose from a fairly common situation, a late-night complaint about a noisy party. The case tests when police, who cite emergency circumstances, may enter a home without a warrant. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
It was 3 in the morning when neighbors complained about a loud party, and all 4 on-duty police officers in Brigham City, Utah, converged on the offending home. They didn't knock on the front door, but upon hearing a disturbance in the rear, walked down the driveway to the fenced-in yard. Peering through the slats, they saw 2 teenage boys drinking beer and heard one of them say, "He's had too much to drink." The officers then entered the yard and, through the rear window, saw 4 adults trying to restrain a teenager against the refrigerator and yelling at him to calm down. The kid at one point got a hand free and punched one of the adults in the face, at which point the police entered the house, yelled, "Police!" and the fight dissipated. The officers then handcuffed the boy and the adults got upset, demanding that the police leave. Instead, the police arrested everyone and charged them variously with disorderly conduct, intoxication, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The Utah courts threw the case out, declaring that the circumstances did not justify the police entering the house without a warrant. The city and state, backed by the Bush administration, appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which heard arguments in the case today. Utah Assistant Attorney General Fred Gray initially argued for a narrow rule allowing police to enter when they think violence is imminent. Justice Ginsburg noted that this wasn't a 911 call for help. It was a neighbor's complaint of noise, and Utah provides for telephone warrants. Answer: even a half hour would be too long. Violent situations can turn deadly in a moment. Time is of the essence. Justice Alito, when you speak about a violent situation, would it be enough if they just saw the teenager being restrained or if they heard just violent words? Answer: yes. They could have entered before any punch was thrown. Justice Stevens, what if they saw a father spanking a child? Chief Justice Roberts, they were called because of noise, just people shouting. Is that enough to enter? Answer, probably not. But Deputy U.S. Attorney General Paul McNulty, arguing on behalf of the Bush administration, disagreed, saying that mere shouting or noise would be enough to justify police entry without a warrant. Justice Kennedy, suppose the loud noise was just singing and laughing? Justice Scalia interjected tartly, after all, one thing does lead to another. Representing the partiers, Michael Studebaker contended that police had no reasonable basis for entering the house, that there was no need for emergency aid and none was given. Justice Souter, you mean if they arrive on the scene and there's a wild party and it's so noisy that nobody inside would hear a knock on the door, they can't enter to quiet things down? Answer, correct, Your Honor. Justice Alito, suppose they see a fight. Do they have to calculate if there's a likelihood of real harm? Justice Breyer, a policeman isn't a lawyer. He just has to do what's reasonable. If he doesn't enter, someone else might get poked. Justice Scalia, I'm not sure that noise isn't enough. Never mind the punch in the nose. Justice Ginsburg, the trial judge said that a knock on the door might have been futile, that it wouldn't have been heard, but the police had to knock anyway. Justice Souter, why should we require a futile act in the name of reasonableness when it's just a wasted gesture? Justice Stevens, what were the charges and potential penalties here? Assistant Attorney General Gray said the charges were intoxication, even though not in public, disorderly conduct, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, all misdemeanors with maximum penalties ranging from up to 90 days to 6 months. Justice Stevens, couldn't the police have gotten their evidence by what they saw through the window? Answer, the adult intoxication could not have been proved. Justice Stevens, bemused, that's a serious crime in Utah, I guess. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.